Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, he is loud, he's brash, he swears like a trooper, and he's coming to a failing restaurant near you. His name is Gordon Ramsay, and Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares is all about making bad nosh good, but it's his foul mouth that's causing the nightmare for a lot of people. TV reviewer Mark Hadley is taking a look. Hi, Mark.
Hey, buddy. How you going?
I'm doing all right. What have we got now? We've got a New York restaurant manager who is suing him. We've got our own Senate inquiry starting about his show, and if I was prone to corny cliches, I would say, you know, it's leaving a fairly bad taste in a lot of people's mouth.
Well, you'd think so, except for the fact that the program is rating so highly. And that's just one of those sort of problems of the industry, in that just as the public outcry is building over the program, it's not like Channel 9 is sitting there wringing their hands and thinking, oh, what we'll do. They're actually now putting it on two nights a week rather than one. Outcry equals ratings. And, you know, they're in a business to actually get an audience. And that's the sad thing, that, you know, people will get really upset about this, and to some degree it'll actually also draw attention to the program. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't say anything. It just means that it's a sad cycle.
Yeah, so the idea is he goes into what seems to be a failing restaurant for some sort of reason, and he gives it a bit of a makeover.
It's actually a bit of a pastiche of a number of different sort of reality styles. It's probably the worst of a lot of them. You know, on the one hand, you've actually got the makeover program. We're pretty familiar with that. You know, and so he goes in and he actually gives advice on how to sort of get a failing restaurant up and running again. But then there's also the perspective of the... Have you ever seen that sort of program that is insert any noun here, go bad? You know, that's sort of like, you know, bears go bad, or cars go bad, or something like that.
Airlines go bad.
Well, there's a great slab of the program. It's pretty much just looking into fridges and going, oh my goodness, what's in there, you know? And then there's this third sort of style of program. And this is the thing that people are really getting upset about. It's that very loose, off-the-cuff, almost Big Brother genre, no limits, no sort of behavior that's actually sort of unacceptable. And that is also part of this Gordon Ramsay program. So it really does bring together a lot of it.
Because really, I mean, the F word is dropped a fair bit, and that's not even bleeped out or anything.
No.
What's his record?
Well, as I understand it, he's done 80 plus in an episode, which when you think about it, in a 44-minute program, which is a standard time, is roughly about one every 30 seconds.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, that's a lot of F words, you know. In fact, he's replaced, you know, nouns, adjectives, and verbs. You know, I've been sitting there just going, oh, is he? Oh, no, there it is. He's used it right across the vocab. You know, it's just, it's actually ultimately a bit sad because it is drawing attention. It's going to lose its wow factor after a while, though, because, and in fact, people, I think, who actually continuously watch the program, to after a while just stare past the F words, because really it's just showing how limited he is in being able to describe anything. And to some degree, I actually feel a bit of sympathy for a guy who's so shackled to one word. You know, I mean, yet having said that, he doesn't seem to be so terribly shackled. Recently, he was interviewed by 60 Minutes, and some of our listeners might have actually sort of caught that program. And the big difference was that he said, well, I don't swear at home. You know, in my home life, it's all sort of quite well limited. But on the job, well, that's the job, and I'm surrounded by Muppets there, as he calls them, and so I've got to swear at them to get things going.
That's interesting. Okay, well, that hit two things fire off in my mind about that then. Firstly, because of the issue of the home thing, I think that's very interesting. We need to get to that. The first thing, though, is he right? The fact is, though, could it be said that he is simply reflecting what is the common standard of language within a lot of workplaces?
Yeah, I actually think...
It is reality TV.
Yeah, I think we've got to be very careful with this sort of criticism. Not because I don't think it's inappropriate. I think we've really... If we're going to criticise a program like this for the use of the F word, then we've got to say, look, we're criticising it because of the time slot, because of the people that could be watching it, that sort of thing. But if we're going to criticise it because he's using the F word, then we might be a little jaded. We might be a little naive, because the truth is that, you know, I have good friends in hospitality who've worked there for years and years and years, and they say, look, Gordon Ramsay isn't an unusual head chef. You know, and likewise, I used to work on building sites. In fact, I used to be in the army at one stage, and I have a drill sergeant major that makes him look like a choir boy. You know, I mean, so it's not, if we're going to be consistent about the problem, we're going to say, hang on, it's not just that it's visible. We're not going to hit Gordon Ramsay because it's visible. We're going to say, hang on, this is a problem. And if it's a problem, then it's a problem for you and me in our workplaces. Mm. It's a problem for all of us, you know, wherever we're working. And it's something we've got to consider. What is it we're saying that's wrong when we start to say that people are, you know, using too many swear words? It's not just its visibility. It's something else we're getting at.
Yes. Okay, now the second point is the idea that, you know, you don't use those words at home, but you do in the workplace. That's kind of interesting because when you do think about it, okay, very, very good. Very, very good that his children don't hear those words. Having said that, you've got millions of other folks' children who might be watching the TV program.
Well, you see, Gordon Ramsay has actually fallen into the trap of the my private life and my public life are separate. Now, and many people would like to believe this, that, you know, what I do at work is not, you know, who I am at home or something like that. And I might be offending people by saying this, but frankly, who you are at work is, in fact, who you are at home. And just because you control yourself a little more at home doesn't mean you're a different person. You may very well be expressing the same sort of things or the same sort of sexual desires or the same sort of disregard for other people or predatory behavior. You're just keeping it a little more controlled. And kids aren't dumb. That's the sad thing. Even in the 60-minute interview with Gordon Ramsay's family, they knew that their dad had a reputation for swearing, so they didn't hear it. But they knew it.
They knew it anyway.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing. So, if he thought he was doing an example, he clearly wasn't doing one that was actually getting through to the kids.
Yeah, so certainly the TV program's got us starting to talk about that, and the Senate inquiry about the use of, I guess, the swear words on the TV is going to be interesting to follow. But in the end, this is something for all of us to look at, isn't it?
Yeah, look, if I could finish on one thing, I'd say this. We've got to start looking for a golden rule again. Now, we've talked about, you know, people have heard the golden rule since they've, you know, been knee-high to a grasshopper, do unto others as you would have than do unto you. Jesus' words first. But if we're going to be really helpful for ourselves, we should extend it a little. You know, because we always think, oh, look, I don't mind doing things to people because I can take it myself. I'd say, do unto others what you'd be prepared for them to do to your kids. You know, or to do to your wife. If you don't think that you would like people using that language to your wife or to your kids or to your brothers and sisters, then don't do it.
Mark Hadley, thank you.
No worries.
Appreciate that. The openhouse.net.au will have Mark's full review of Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares and also his own website, christianity.net.au, is worth a look too.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.